The Eastern Regional Director of the NCCE, Eric Borte, has advised the electorate to ensure that they cross-check their names and particulars at the exhibition centres before the end of the exercise. This is to enable voters to get the assurance that they are qualified to vote. Mr. Borte was sharing his observations with Radio Ghana, and he spoke to George Anker.
As a worker of the National Commission for Civic Education, I wanted to be one of the first people to check where I'm supposed to vote and whether my data has been captured. I stay in Kofredua, there's police headquarters, and I registered at the Senior High Technical School. And so around Saturday by 12 midday, I went to check my information, and they were all there. And so I came back and was complaining. At the time I went, only 11 people by midday had registered. I mean, I checked their names. So I was complaining. Then Monday, I heard announcements or news that in collaboration with some service providers, the Electoral Commission has come up with a code so people should not necessarily go to the place, but can also check if they are busy through by texting to the code. So I said, let me verify this thing. So I texted, after checking physically, as I said, I texted to the code, and it took about 30 minutes. That is on Monday evening from about 6:30. About 7 o'clock, there was a reply. If I had eight text replies, despite the fact that I tested only once, confirming my data, my name, myself, my age, my polling station to vote, and all those things. So I was satisfied. The following morning, when I got out, I started receiving another text messages from the same 1413 when I just tested, as I said, only once. This time, it was saying that my ID number I quoted cannot be found in the voter register. So I said, hey, what is happening? So yesterday morning, that is Tuesday morning, I went to where I checked to see whether maybe my name had been punched out or cancelled. I went, the data was still there, and the woman was asking me, why are you worried about it? So I explained to her that this is the problem I have. The first time I texted, the reply is missing. But this morning, the text I was receiving had said that my name cannot be found and that I should go to the police station to go and check again. So this is what I have for you. After this conversation, I will forward the two messages to you so you can bear it for yourself.
You are with the NCCE and you are supposed to be part of the educators or the principal educators. What are you doing about this? Are you conferring with the Electoral Commission to let them know this kind of deception that is or misinformation that is going out?
I have contacted my regional colleague and he says he will do something about it. But the most important aspect of what is happening is that I don't know whether people have realized. Anytime there's something to do with elections, NCC are held responsible. Meanwhile, if you go to our functions, mentioned about elections. In our functions, our responsibilities. But that is not to say that we are aloof. If you are teaching people about their rights and responsibilities, one of their rights and responsibilities as citizens, and also don't sleep on their rights. The right to vote is guaranteed. So that is where we come in there, to encourage people to go and vote. But this whole issue about how to plan, the ethical aspect of it, is with the Electoral Commission.
Mr. Borte also talked about what the NCC is doing to assess the electoral system in the region.
I have contacted my regional director to check with their headquarters. The other thing we are also doing is that we are in touch with the district assemblies and we are using their vehicles to do dawn broadcasts to encourage people to go and register. Because we have said, and in our broadcast, that is in our interface with the public, what we have said is that this is the first time the biometric thing has been done. And so it is very important people went there to check it physically. The other aspect of it is that, if you remember, the registration was done in classes of a number of polling stations. So you may have registered at point A, but you may not even vote at that point. You may go to at another point. So it is important that we knew where we are going to vote cast our votes when the time comes. If we don't do this thing into all kinds of troubles, for instance, you want to go to work early in the morning, so you want to go and cast your votes before you go to work. Because you have not done this check, you go there and they will tell you that you are not supposed to vote here. You are supposed to vote there. By the time you run to that place, the key is said that you may say that, then let me go and come. You come in the evening and maybe you cannot vote anymore. It is crucial that we take this exercise serious.
Did I hear you saying that you are working with the district assemblies, vehicles? How about the information vans in the districts? Are they not in good shape for you to use?
We do not control those ones. So what we do, I think that the EEC should now send simple information services department through the Ministry of Information so that they come on board. That is what will be done.
It means up to now they are not doing anything.
No, they are doing something. I've seen the regional vehicle moving around Koforidua announcing the exhibition.
That was the Eastern Regional Director of the NCCE, Eric Botti, talking to George Ankra.